ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For thousands of years, Aboriginal nation groups journeyed to southern Queensland's Bunya Mountains, gathering when large nut-filled cones weighing up to 10 kilograms dropped from the bunya pines that towered up to 50 metres over them. Hello, I'm Callie Buchanan. The celebration of a bountiful bunya nut harvest was a time of feasting, ceremony, marriage, dispute settlement and trade for the bunya peoples. But now these ancient trees are under attack from dieback, the gradual deterioration of the health of a tree that ultimately kills it. It's spread almost 200 kilometres east to the Blackall Range on the Sunshine Coast, where Jennifer Nichols takes up the story.
Nature lovers have long admired a magnificent stand of bunya pines on Landsborough-Mullaney Road, a popular scenic route in the Sunshine Coast hinterland. Now, most of the trees here are leafless and lifeless, sobering evidence that bunya dieback is spreading.
I was first at this site about a year ago, and there probably were about 5 out of the 11 trees that were dead, and now most of them are dead.
A senior forest pathologist with the Queensland Department of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dr. Louise Shuey, has been researching dieback in the Bunya Mountains.
It's quite heartbreaking, really.
The ancient species Araucaria bidwillii once fed dinosaurs with its spiky, football-sized cones, and has survived since the Jurassic period, dating back at least 145 million years. But in recent times, bunya pines have been under attack from microscopic invaders called Phytophthora that have been introduced since European settlement.
It's a fungal-like organism. It's not a fungus, but it's microscopic water mold that's pathogenic and lives in the soil. Amazing that something so small can take down 800-year-old trees. The way it does it is it infects through the fine feeder roots.
Dr. Louise Shuey says tests have shown that the dead stand of bunyas in Mullaney was infected by a different type of dieback than Phytophthora multivora, which has been killing both bunya and hoop pines in the Bunya Mountains.
We've detected Phytophthora cinnamomei underneath, not Phytophthora multivora. Cinnamomei tends to move more like a bulldozer through, so you don't get that patchy dieback as much. All of the trees here are dead, rather than just being patchy like it is at the Bunya Mountains.
To collaborate in the search for solutions, Bunya People's Aboriginal Corporation members travelled to Mullaney for the Beyond Bunya Dieback Symposium.
We have been calling them skeletons. The bunya trees, once they've fully gone through the infection process, they've just left a skeleton behind, so they've dropped all their limbs and leaves, as well as just a bunch of canopy missing from the rainforest, which is really sad to see.
Walking in the footsteps of his ancestors who treasured the majestic trees, Adrian Bowen says he's been mapping dieback deaths in the section of the Bunya Mountains National Park he cares for.
And how many have you been spotting?
If I gave you a figure, it'd probably make you sad. It's everywhere.
Dr. Louise Shuey says any activity that moves soil, water or plant material can spread Phytophthora, including bushwalking, mountain biking, four-wheel driving, timber harvesting and feral pig incursions.
People do a really good job of moving Phytophthora around, so getting that message out to come clean, go clean when you bushwalk, walking through a state forest, mountain biking through a state forest. Make sure your gear's clean, your shoes are clean, your bike's clean. Don't go out when it's muddy.
Adrian Bowen says ignorance is no excuse, and prominent cleaning stations have been installed in the Bunya Mountains National Park.
Unfortunately, we have had people just ignore the problem. When it gets wet, that's when the dieback's spreading. So we go and close some of our tracks to stop that spread. However, we've found tracks around our washdown station, so people are just seeing the sign on, whatever, I came out to bunyas, I'm going to enjoy it. So they'll go on the tracks anyway and spread it. And because they're not using the washdown, it's just going everywhere. It's not being managed, really. I always imagine myself walking with my old people, so, you know, I have an obligation to them to help protect this. So it really is disheartening.
Spencer and Karen Shaw from Brush Turkey Enterprises and Forest Heart Nursery organised Queensland's first dieback symposium, bringing together around 100 people, including community members and representatives from councils, national parks, land care and conservation organisations.
That's actually what I've been really excited about. So there's a whole group of people from all these different stakeholder groups are all concerned and have come together to share knowledge, to learn knowledge and hopefully together have some kind of action for the future.
The couple established their bush education, revegetation and restoration business 26 years ago and have watched dieback rear its ugly head on rural land historically cleared for farming.
Over the last 4 years, we've started noticing the death of bunya trees on the Blackall Range where we live. That's the communities of Mullaney and Witter and Montville in particular. The wider community is just aware that this iconic tree that's so much part of our landscape, there are some of them dying in the landscape, and that's what we're really worried about.
Bunya pines in more isolated national parks on the Blackall Range, buffered from human impact, are still looking good. The Shores believe dieback is part of a bigger picture of environmental pressures caused by clearing, soil degradation and climate change.
We can address that by better managing the landscape, by improving soil, by planting more trees so we've got more buffering from drying winds and all that sort of stuff.
Dr. Shuey is collaborating with retired plant pathologist Ken Pegg, who developed successful treatments for Phytophthora in Australia's avocado industry. They've been injecting trees with phosphite, working with HQ Plantations, which manages around 40,000 hectares of hoop and bunya pines on state-owned land.
So phosphite, it's marketed as a fungicide, but Phytophthora is not a fungus. What it actually is a defence response stimulator. So it stimulates the plant's natural defence responses. It also, if you can get it into the roots, it acts as a barrier to the Phytophthora infecting the roots. So it doesn't actually kill the Phytophthora, but it does stop infections happening. HQ Plantations have been really helpful with this research. They've facilitated a lot of my trials of phosphite testing onto their plantation bunya and hoop pine. They've got mainly hoop pine, a few 50-year-old bunya plantations. So rather than injecting sacred trees and accidentally killing them, HQ Plantations have helped inject and trial the phosphite onto their plantation hoop pines. And we're getting really, really promising results. They're tolerating the injections really well.
Dr. Louise Shuey, a senior forest pathologist with the Queensland Department of Agriculture and Fisheries, ending that report from Jennifer Nichols. And if you'd like to see the bunya trees at their full glory or the haunting images of them as skeletons after dieback, head online to abc.net.au/rural. If you'd like to explore even further what it takes to put food on plates around the world, join me, Callie Buchanan, and our team of specialist reporters from across Queensland as we break down the big issues of rural life, from the food you eat to the clothes you wear and the home you live in. It's all available for you on the ABC Listen app. Just favourite the Queensland Country Hour or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.